Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bring Out the Best Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright, Professor of Transformational Leadership at the Wright Graduate University for the Realization of Human Potential. And today we're going to talk about how to get feedback without being a nag. How to get feedback without being a nag. Yeah, by definition, a nag is somebody who repeatedly asks for something. So the point is I don't want to sound needy, and I want to know what it is that you think of something that I did. And the best way to get feedback along those lines is to actually say about what aspect of your behavior would you like feedback. You can also ask people, what do you think is my weakest area in this related question? And what do you think my biggest strength is? And what is it, if I were to change one thing, that you would most ask me to change? That enrolls people in empowering you. It empowers them to coach you. And so we very, very much believe in feedback. We believe in inviting feedback. And today our first caller is Lori. She says she wants to get past being treated as sweet. How do I go about being taken seriously? Hi, Lori. Talk to me.
Hi. Yes, good afternoon. I wanted to find out what is the best way physically or facial expression-wise or to say to people, this is who I am and don't patronize me.
So help me understand a little bit more what your ideal state is, Lori, how you want people to treat you, and help me understand a little bit more what happens that you don't like.
Well, people get, for me, I've been a fitness instructor for so many years, and I'm transitioning, and at the same time, I look way younger than I'm supposed to be in corporate, so it's kind of like people treat you as, oh, how sweet and how darling you are and things like that, but then on the side, they're like, well, you'll never make it, so I want to get past that.
Well, but let's go straight up front. There's something you're communicating that allows people to be demeaning to you. So this isn't what do you do when they say that?
Is it too much smiling or too much, you know, my voice quality or something, or
not seeing you? I can't say what's going on there, but I think it probably has to do with what they call an external locus of control rather than an internal locus of control. With an internal locus of control, you operate to your own values. With an external locus of control, you look to others to see if you're okay. And somehow, you're communicating to them that you want reassurance that you're okay.
Okay.
So we approach this from the inner journey of really learning to be more present to yourself. And the human system always has anxiety flowing through it. And you clearly have ways that your anxiety comes out in terms of voice, expression, dress, carriage, that it invites people to reassure you rather than look to you for reassurance.
Okay, that's a great. Oh, I love that.
And so the job of tightening your internal locus of control is a developmental job, and we discuss it in terms of rematrixing. So you have some limiting beliefs about power, control, and relationship, and about yourself and what you can expect from the world and the world what it expects from you. And so at some level, you believe the world does not want you to be powerful. And you also believe you can't expect the world to treat you with respect.
Okay. That's great.
And so what you want to do is we're reworking our life project planner, but you can go online to www.rightliving.com, get our life project planner. I'd really think you'd very much enjoy our foundations, our September foundations training, because it's important to understand your internal life and how it is that you're talking to yourself, what these beliefs are, and how to challenge these beliefs, because what we're discussing is a developmental task. What we're discussing is ways to strengthen yourself, and it's very much like lifting weights to get stronger. You need, with the assignment way of living, you'll learn to lift those weights to get stronger. One of the things that's probably going on is you're looking for reassurance and nourishment that you're okay, and that's causing you to not be on your own side all the way.
Okay. That's accurate, too.
So
yes,
it's really, this is an exciting adventure, and it's not uncommon, especially for women, and it's very, very important that you work on that, and that you develop your lifestyle in such a way that you're getting stronger and stronger all the time. And what I mean by stronger is developing a stronger internal locus of control, because there's a way that you're not able to affirm yourself, that you're clearly looking for affirmation that is inviting people to diminish you.
Okay. That's really good. I like that.
So you can get the Life Project Planner. I really suggest you talk to the staff. I'll have them give you a call and come to our foundations training in September. And we do that gratis because we're introducing you to our year-long program. But even if you don't end up doing the year, the weekend will be a very well-spent weekend. I can't imagine you could get as much out of a weekend as you would out of that.
Okay. Okay.
So thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
So Lori is facing the same kind of challenge so many of us face. We want to be taken seriously. But maybe it's us that's not taking ourselves seriously enough. And that doesn't mean heavy and significant and tight and resistant. But it really means that we are getting ourselves nourished in such a way that we're able to touch people adult to adult. Transactional analysis first started helping us understand that there's our critical parent. There's a rebellious child, and it's the adult that mediates between those two. And somehow Lori's getting people to deal with her parent to child. And we want to really understand, we want to really understand that this is a developmental task. It's not about a better way to talk. It's not about a better way to dress. It's about living to our next most radiant self. So Lori's got some feedback. She's getting feedback from the universe all the time. She hasn't known what to do with the feedback she's getting. If we get feedback about something positive, we want to do more of it. If we do get feedback about something undesirable, we want to do less of it. But the key there is to know that we are replacing what it was we were doing. We aren't going to do less of anything. I can't be less diminishing to myself, but I can be more assertive. I can be more on my own side. And we want to identify when we get feedback, was there a limiting belief operating? And do I need to challenge that limiting belief? What are the thoughts, feelings, and actions that limiting belief is keeping me from engaging? And what would the positive belief be? In Lori's case, my guess is her belief is, with a positive belief would be that she's sufficient and that she can expect a great deal from the world. And currently, there's some level where she sees herself as insufficient and that she can't expect much from the world, so she diminishes herself to get contact. So we're always operating from some level of unconscious belief. It's the limiting ones we want to challenge, and when we get feedback, we want to find out to challenge them, and that's the assignment way of living. And we'd love to have you follow us to understand where those assignments are and how they develop. We do have a Twitter question, which is, how do I not come across as annoying? Okay, well, I think the first question is how do I come across as annoying? Because what is it that I do that is annoying? So this is the first mistake that we make is we figure out what we don't want, which, well, if I don't want to be annoying, first of all, what do I do that is annoying? What are the limiting beliefs behind that? And how do I be more assertive or whatever it is I need to change? So I need to know the follow-up Twitter question about how are you coming across as annoying? So without that knowledge, I really don't know how to go into this. Well, I'm not getting a fast Twitter response on that, so I'll just ask you all to join me next week for our relationship show. Is your relationship stuck? We're going to have, with some luck, Dr. Judith Ellen Sewell Wright, my lovely bride, on with us, and we're going to actually dig in with some couples, and we're going to start working on those issues with these couples. And tonight, we're giving an evening workshop on emotional intelligence, again with my lovely bride, and she is the supreme student of emotional intelligence, my teacher about emotional intelligence. Be here in person at 445 East Ohio, or join us via webcast if you're not in Chicago. You can register at seievent.com. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Bob, D-R-B-O-B, Wright, and Facebook at facebook.com/D-R-B-O-B-W-R-I-G-H-T. We love helping you learn, grow, and fulfill your potential, stepping into what we call your next most radiant self, feeling more fulfilled, more satisfied, more powerful, more in touch with others, more nourished by your life. There's a price you pay. You got to risk, and you got to get hurt some, but boy, is the upside worth it. So join us. Let us join you and be your partners in unleashing your full self, in facilitating the emergence of your next most radiant self. Thanks very much. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright. Goodbye.